It's Thursday, January the 21st, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist, sponsored by TD Ameritrade. Coming up, Joe Biden enters the Oval Office and Donald Trump leaves. First, the world in brief. In his inaugural address, President Joe Biden declared that democracy has prevailed. Speaking immediately after being sworn in as the 46th President of America, Mr. Biden acknowledged the suffering wrought by the pandemic and by deep political divisions. He called for unity, beseeching Americans to end this uncivil war that pits red against blue, and for the nation to confront white supremacy. Hours later, Kamala Harris, who as vice president presides over the Senate, swore in three new Democratic senators, giving her party a razor-thin majority in the upper chamber. Mr. Biden signed 15 executive orders and two additional agency directives, which are not legally binding. His administration will rejoin the Paris Agreement on Climate Change and the World Health Organization, stop construction on the border wall in Mexico, and end the travel ban on citizens from several Muslim-majority countries, all stark reversals of Donald Trump's policies. Meanwhile, the Senate confirmed Avril Haines, Mr. Biden's pick for Director of National Intelligence. In his final hours in office, Mr. Trump overturned his own executive order banning former White House employees from lobbying the government, part of his initial election promise to drain the swamp. Mr. Biden is expected to strengthen White House ethics standards. Before departing for Florida, Mr. Trump wished the incoming administration luck and pledged to return in some form. China slapped sanctions on 28 Americans, including Trump administration officials such as Mike Pompeo, the former Secretary of State who on Tuesday declared China's treatment of its Uyghur minority a genocide. China forbade them from entering or doing business in the country. Separately, Twitter said it locked the account of China's American embassy in response to a post that dehumanized Uyghurs. The leaders of India's biggest farmers' unions said they would consider ending more than 2 months of protests after the government offered to suspend the implementation of controversial reforms for up to 18 months. Farmers fear that the measures which are meant to strip away stifling rules and increase competition would make prices lower and more volatile. Israel extended its lockdown until January 31st. The country's coronavirus czar warned that a single dose of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine was less effective than had been hoped in cutting infections. Meanwhile, the companies that make the drug released results suggesting it provides protection against the new variant of COVID-19 identified in Britain. Its efficacy against another variant from South Africa remains unproven. And Morgan Stanley, a Wall Street investment bank, reported net profits of $3.4 billion in the fourth quarter of 2020, $1.1 billion more than in the same period a year earlier. Trading revenue, at $4.2 billion, was up by around $1 billion compared with a year ago. The results round off a bumper earnings season for American banks, many of which benefited from stock markets that soared despite the pandemic.